Well, Pat Pagano has the day off to relax after his big Thanksgiving, but that means if Pat Pagano has the day off to relax, Anthony has the day off. No, he doesn't. He has to work this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Happy, good morning, Marshall.
Happy day after Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy day after Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays. And how about you?
Well, it is a favorite holiday, but of course everybody was socially distant this year. And also, the smallest turkey I could find, I was talking about this with my cousin, the smallest turkey I could find was 10 pounds, and I'm one person.
Yeah.
So I think next year I'll get early, because I tried to get just a turkey breast, but they were all sold out by the time I went. So I got a fresh killed turkey, but I think next year it's a turkey breast, and that's it. And then I'll buy some pre-made stuffing, because you know, to cook the whole turkey, to prepare it, to make the stuffing like I did, all took about to cook the turkey was about 3 hours and 45 minutes. To prepare it was about 45 minutes. To make the stuffing in advance was about, so it was like 4.5-5 hours worth of work, and 3/4 of it sits in my refrigerator.
Yeah, wow.
But it's still fun.
I love turkey. I just die for it. It's one of my favorite meals.
Well, the funny way, and the way I ate my turkey, it's not on a plate with potatoes and stuff. I make a turkey sandwich that has turkey, stuffing, and cranberry sauce. And so I had one yesterday. I had two yesterday. One for Thanksgiving dinner, and one for a late night snack before I went to bed.
It's great to have it.
That was that. But the day started off cloudy and gray, but turned into a sunny day, so it was okay for the afternoon part.
Yeah, in fact, early in the week it looked like it was going to rain just about the whole day, but we just had it here in the morning, and the parade went on, so I got to catch a little bit of that as well. Look forward, this weekend, it's actually looking quite good, Marshall. No problems today. Temps are going to be above average for the next few days. I don't see any problems. Maybe just a bit of fog in the morning, but really not to worry, as I have temps in the 50s today, tomorrow, and Sunday, too. No problems. But then things go quickly downhill Monday, as a storm comes up from the south, almost like a nor'easter, but we have no cold air around, so we're just going to see rain on Monday. And that rain could be heavy, and some gusty winds attending that as well. So that's the next round of inclement weather headed our way. But otherwise, really, I give the weekend almost a perfect 10.
All right, so you watched the Macy's Day Parade?
Yeah, in fact, I've been to the parade a few times. And I think, the floats are, you always wonder those big floats, like if you held the strings, would it lift you up?
But it was a made for TV parade.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm reading some newspaper articles where a lot of people said they wish they stayed home and watched it on TV.
Yeah, it's, especially when it's cold. I mean, it's not for everybody. But it looks great on TV, though. Yeah, and especially those performances that they do.
Well, most of the balloons were shot from last year. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they cut those in. The only balloons I think that weren't from last year were the Macy's Stars, the Love Files, Up to the Sky balloon. Other than that, everything, all those balloons were from the previous year, but they did have the live performances. So the number of participants in the parade was reduced by almost 90%.
Oh, wow.
90%. Well.
Yeah, that's how it is this year. Yeah, at least we got to televise some of it.
Thanks.
And make it look like it was, like any other year.
Yeah, Macy's Day Parade. 90% of the parade wasn't there. Well, I give them credit for keeping the tradition going. I do that. And to even those people that went out to see it and socially distanced, because there were more police officers than people lining the parade route. But everybody that I saw in clips of it had masks on that were in the streets watching it. So what the heck? It's 2020. All right, so we've got a nice weekend on top then.
Yeah, we do. So if you're driving anywhere or doing anything, I would love it because it's going to be terrific out there. I don't see any rain. But again, by Monday, you know, which seems like nobody wants to think about, but we'll get some heavy rain by Monday. But it's going to be perfect between now and then. And it'll turn colder, I think, next week too, but it won't be frigid. Right. I don't see any frigid weather headed our way anytime soon as we start December, but it will get colder.
All right. Well, I want you to be happy finishing up the rest of this Thanksgiving, your meal, and have a good weekend with your family and friends. And heck, the next time Pat can't make it in, we'll speak to you.
Definitely. Yes. It's always great to be back.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Marshall.
Bye bye. That is our check on our forecast this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.